Okay, you have got to picture where I'm standing right now. I'm on a dirt strip, central Idaho, deep in the Frank Church River of No Return Wilderness, which is the biggest chunk of protected wild country in the lower 48. No road brought me here. There's no road. There's a runway cut into a mountain meadow, and there's a lodge up the hill. And the only way in is the thing sitting behind me ticking as the engine cools. This is Radio Hangar. I'm Ramp, this is Ramp Check, and today I'm taking you somewhere you cannot drive to. Big Creek, identifier, uniform 60, and I'm not kidding when I tell you. This place should not exist. It burned to the ground. And the people who fly airplanes brought it back. Let me take you there. First, the strip itself. You come in over ridgelines that make your palms sweat. Elevation up here is around 5,743 feet. The runway runs a little over 3,500 feet of dirt and native grass, and it sits in a canyon bottom with rising terrain all around you. This is not a place you just show up to. You study it. You talk to people who've done it. Density altitude in July can be brutal, and your little airplane that leaps off the pavement back home suddenly feels like it's wading through molasses. But when you grease it on, when those tires kiss that dirt and you roll out and shut down and step out into that silence, there is nothing like it. Nothing. You hear the creek. That's it. Big Creek, the actual creek, running cold off the high country. A hawk somewhere, wind in the Ponderosa pines, and your own heartbeat. Because you just flew into one of the most remote airstrips in America and you nailed it. Before I go any further, let me tell you who's making this segment possible. Today's Ramp Check is brought to you by aviationsoul.com. Aviation challenge coins for every step of the journey. First solo, private pilot, instrument rating, all the way up. Mark the milestones that matter. And listen, if landing at a backcountry strip like Big Creek isn't a milestone worth a coin, I don't know what is. Every coin tells a story. Aviationsoul.com. Now, the story of this place. Big Creek Lodge goes back to the 1930s. Think about that era of Idaho backcountry flying. Ranchers, miners, outfitters, and a handful of absolutely fearless pilots hauling everything by air into country that had never seen a wheel. The lodge became a hub, a gathering spot. For generations of pilots, flying into Big Creek was a rite of passage. You earned your backcountry stripes here. You sat on that porch, you swapped stories with people who'd flown places you'd only read about. And then in 2008, it was gone. A fire tore through and burned the lodge to the ground. Completely decades of history, the porch, the walls, the memories baked into the wood. Ash, just ash on a mountainside 40 air miles from the nearest town. And here's where most stories end, right? Remote spot, no road, historic building gone, insurance headaches. Who's going to haul lumber into a federally protected wilderness by airplane? Nobody would blame anyone for letting it go, but you don't know backcountry pilots because the flying community looked at that pile of ash and said, no, not this one. This one we bring back, the Idaho Aviation Foundation took it on, and what happened next still gives me chills standing here looking at it. They rebuilt the entire lodge, volunteers, donations, sweat, and here's the part that gets me every single time. How do you build a lodge in a place with no road? You fly it in. I mean it. The lumber, the materials, the fixtures, the hardware, tools, food for the work crews, load after load after load, flown into this strip in the bellies of backcountry airplanes and hauled up the hill by hand, pilots donating their airplanes, their fuel, their weekends, their backs, people who'd never met each other bound together by one thing, this dirt runway and what it meant to them. Years of it, years. And in 2019, the new Big Creek Lodge opened its doors. I'm looking at it right now. You have to see this. It's beautiful. Timber and stone, big windows looking out over the meadow and the strip, a porch that invites you to sit down and stay a while. It looks like it's always been here, like it grew out of the mountain, and every board in it, somebody flew in. Somebody's grandfather's memory is in that ash underneath, and somebody's blister is in the wall on top of it. That's not a building. That's a promise the aviation community made and kept. Let me tell you about the culture here because it's different. Big Creek runs as a nonprofit. It's not some slick resort. It's a place for pilots and for the public who come to experience the wilderness. You'll find backcountry aviators here, sure, but also hikers, hunters, families, folks who just want to sit in the quietest place they've ever been. And the whole spirit of it is stewardship. Take care of the strip, take care of the lodge, leave it better than you found it. Because the only reason it's here is that people before you did exactly that. I watched a pilot land a while ago, older gentleman, tail dragger, tundra, tires, the whole setup. He shut down, climbed out, and just stood there for a second with his hand on the cowling. Didn't say anything, and I got it. Because for a lot of these folks flying into Big Creek after the fire, after the rebuild, it means something. It's coming home to a place they thought they'd lost. And here's the thing about the flying itself that I want you newer pilots to hear. This is not a strip you go conquer, this is a strip you go respect. Mountain flying is its own discipline. You learn density, altitude in your bones up here. You learn about wind flowing over ridges and sinking into canyons. You learn to fly the airplane all the way to the tie down and never relax until the mag switch is off. People who fly this country well will tell you the humility is the whole point. The mountains don't care how many hours you have. Get the training, fly with someone who knows this terrain. Read everything the Idaho Aviation Association and the backcountry community put out about these strips, because they have quite literally written the book on doing this safely. And when you're ready, when you're really ready, come see it, because I'm standing here in the middle of a wilderness the size of a small state at a lodge that rose out of its own ashes. And I'm telling you, this is what general aviation can do. Not the airlines, not the jets, a person in a small airplane flying into country you cannot otherwise reach, and a community that refused to let a good place die. The creek's still running, the pines are still whispering, and that porch is still waiting. My thanks to the Idaho Aviation Foundation and the backcountry flying community, whose records and firsthand stories made this one possible. There's more from the strip at radiohanger.com. I've been standing on the ramp at Big Creek, and honestly, I don't want to leave. But that's the beauty of it. It'll be right here next season because somebody made sure of it. Go earn the trip. This is Ramp. Keep the dirty side down.